Good day, my dear brothers and sisters. This is Father Blake Britton. Today, we will be reflecting on the feast of St. Gregory the Great. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, Lord. While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but at your command I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come help them. They came and filled both boats, so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made seized him and all those with him, and likewise James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I could think of no better readings for which to commemorate St. Gregory the Great, the last of the Latin Church Fathers and the beginning of the medieval papacy, that means the first among the popes of the Middle Ages. We hear in today's Gospel about St. Peter. We know that he, of course, was the first pope. St. Luke gives a very interesting detail in his Gospel. Remember that the early church recognized Peter as the pope. They recognized him as the leader and prince of the apostles. This is why Paul, for example, goes to Jerusalem to receive the blessing of Peter before beginning his ministry to the Gentiles. In the same way, Luke, who was a disciple of Paul, would have been taught the primacy of St. Peter. This is why in today's Gospel he gives this beautiful detail, how Jesus gets into Peter's boat, not just any boat, Peter's boat. This is why, by the way, one of the most ancient titles of the church is the Bark of St. Peter, meaning the boat of St. Peter. Jesus gets into St. Peter's boat. He goes into the vessel of the man to whom he will entrust the keys of the kingdom of heaven and all of his successors. Today we commemorate one of those successors, Pope Gregory the Great, born in the 6th century AD to a wealthy Roman family. Yet this family, in its wealth, was Christian. Therefore, Gregory grew up witnessing Christian charity, service to the poor, humility. His father worked very hard to provide him with an outstanding education, despite the degeneration of the Roman Empire by this point. We know that Rome is sacked in 476 AD and begins to decline after that, until we get to the beginning of the so-called Dark Ages, although we know, of course, that they weren't so dark. There were brilliant lights that burned within them, one of which was St. Gregory the Great. But he is afforded this education. He becomes the prefect of the city of Rome, which is similar to like a mayor, but even more influential, especially over a major city such as Rome. And throughout this time, he is feeling called to the monastic life. Even though he's incredibly well-educated, intellectual, well-known, wealthy, he is seeking something more and feels God calling him to a deeper vocation. So he enters into the monastery of the Benedictine order. Saint Benedict founded this religious order for the sake of renewal within the heart of the church, especially after the fall of the Roman Empire. Gregory was one of the sons of Benedict, spiritual progeny of that great saint of the West. And Gregory, within the confines of his monastery, learns the beautiful art of contemplation and the magnificent joy of being alone with Christ in prayer. Yet, the Pope of that time recognizes Gregory's gifts and appoints him the ambassador to Constantinople, where he lives for about 7 years, in which time he builds up wonderful communiques and relationships with the people of the Eastern Catholic Church. He returns, is named abbot of a monastery, and shortly thereafter is elected Pope of the Catholic Church. His papacy is unique in several ways. Firstly, he provided a profound foundation for pastoral ministry. That means how priests and clergy serve their people. He wrote a wonderful book called The Pastoral Rule, which at one point in history was required reading for clergy and bishops. I think that it should be till this day. I've read it before and I read it frequently as a reminder of my own ministry as a priest. In this book, Gregory presents the diocesan priest, the local parish priest, as a spiritual father, and truly works to show how the priesthood in and of itself is an act of spiritual fatherhood in which the priest or the bishop is entrusted with the formation of their flock. A priest is judged by how much his flock grows in knowledge and love of the one holy Catholic and apostolic faith. This is so important for us, my brothers and sisters, to understand, even those of us who are not ordained priests, because we should know what a good priest looks like. Saint Gregory the Great provides a wonderful way to determine what a good and holy priest looks like as a man of prayer, devotion, intelligence, hard work, humility, zeal, justice, patience, and mercy. The priesthood of Jesus Christ is among the greatest gifts any human being can receive. There are few things more beautiful and more sacred in human existence than the priesthood. This is a man who has been conformed to the living Jesus, and through that conformation can transform bread and wine into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of God, can absolve sins and release from the pains of hell, can conquer illness through anointing of the sick, unite two souls in a single flesh through matrimony, breathe new life into the lungs of a child through baptism, inspire vocations and sacred ordination, who can help guide others to receive the Holy Spirit in confirmation. This is what it means to be a priest, a shepherd. The other amazing historical things that St. Gregory accomplished in his life was the re-evangelization of the British Isles. No small task, mind you. The British Isles were very vicious at this time, specifically through the influence of the Druid people. So to re-evangelize and to bring about faith in England, which would be solidified in some ways under Alfred the Great and deepened by his successors in the Catholic monarchy of England, St. Gregory the Great also reformed the laws of the church. He reformed the sacred liturgy, which is the great unifier of the church and the source and summit of our faith. And finally, through his own way of life, he showed us what it means to be a shepherd who cares for his flock. One of the great things that we can learn from St. Gregory is to pray for an increase of holy priests in the church. We know that we are in a time period of desperate need, not just for priests, but for holy priests, zealous priests, men of courage, intelligence, and virtue, men who will fight for the truth and defend it, even to the shedding of their blood, men who will tirelessly abandon themselves for the sake of salvation of souls. As we commemorate this great feast, let us beg God through the intercession of St. Gregory to pour out his grace upon the church, to inspire the hearts of boys and young men to follow in his footsteps as priest, so that divine mercy may be brought throughout the world in reconciliation, so that bread and wine can be consecrated into the very presence of God through the Holy Eucharist, so that the sick may be anointed, children may receive eternal life and baptism, couples may be united in marriage, and that souls may receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit through confirmation. We beg you, Lord God, send good and holy priests to the church, men like St. Gregory the Great, who will help us to grow in holiness in our journey towards you. Amen.